NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Friday morning, March 27th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Tech Media Breaks SKYX Platforms Corp reported record 2025 revenue of $92 million, up from $86 million in 2024, with fourth quarter sales hitting $25 million. The company expanded its smart home platform, securing partnerships with major retailers and anticipating deployment of over 100,000 units in 2026. SKYX also highlighted collaborations, including participation in the NVIDIA AI ecosystem as it progresses towards growth and cash flow positivity.
Create Inc. announces record date and annual shareholder meeting. Create Inc. announces that the record date for its annual shareholder meeting is April 17, 2026, with the virtual meeting set for May 21, 2026. Shareholders as of the record date will be able to participate and vote. CEO Jeremy Frummer highlighted the company's progress towards uplisting and encouraged shareholders to engage in the meeting's proposals and voting process.
Amply Tech Group announces conference call to discuss FY 2025 results, updates 5Grams pipeline, reaffirms guidance for FY 2026. The company continues to advance its ORAN-compliant 5Grams radio portfolio with multiple active programs and significant multi-year opportunities. Amply Tech reaffirms its expectation to achieve at least $50 million in revenue for fiscal year 2026. The investor earnings call is scheduled for Thursday, April 9, 2026 at 5 p.m. ET.
Francia Food Inc. announces fourth quarter and full year 2025 earnings call and shareholder update. Francia Food Inc. will host a conference call and webcast to review its fourth quarter and full year 2025 financial results and provide a corporate and shareholder update on Tuesday, March 31, 2026 at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The call will feature prepared remarks from management, followed by a question and answer session. Participants can access the call via phone or the Call Me Team feature for instant connection.
EcoScience Solutions integrates idscan.net's DIVE into HerboPay to power identity verification, compliance, and fraud prevention. EcoScience Solutions integrates idscan.net's DIVE into HerboPay to enhance identity verification, compliance, and fraud prevention for merchants. This integration streamlines onboarding processes, supports age and ID checks, reduces fraud risks, and improves operational efficiency in regulated sectors. By combining HerboPay's payment platform with idscan.net's technology, ESSI strengthens its compliance infrastructure, offering a more comprehensive solution for merchants.
Get your white card online in NWS with ease, effortless white card training online for NWS residents. White Card Webinars offers accredited courses for construction industry workers in New South Wales. With a focus on convenience and accessibility, participants can complete the course from home at their own pace. The platform provides same-day certification, interactive webinars led by experienced instructors, and a user-friendly interface. Affordable pricing and a culture of safety make this online training a top choice for those looking to enter the construction workforce. AGE, Framework Powers AI-driven menu pricing tool. AGE, Framework Powers an AI-driven menu pricing tool developed by Sean Hyde, offering independent restaurant operators optimized pricing recommendations based on food costs and market data. This tool aims to reduce guesswork, protect margins, and automate pricing decisions, providing a practical solution to a common operational pain point in the industry.
How to file a quick claim deed in Missouri. Affordable Legal Services, LLC, launches a streamlined quick claim deed filing service for Missouri residents, providing guidance on property transfers for family, divorce, and trust changes. The service ensures accurate and compliant filings, addressing common mistakes and complexities. Residents can access end-to-end support online or by phone, making the process quick and cost-effective. Learn more at affordablelegalservicesloc.com.
Midwest Agency drives 74% traffic boost for home services. SEO consulting Joliet Agency boosts Chicago Home Services client traffic by 74%, according to Howling Media's 2026 performance report. The agency's integrated approach to SEO services in Illinois resulted in improved search visibility, organic traffic, and lead generation for businesses across the Midwest territory, including Illinois, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Michigan.
Texas Innovation Ecosystems explored at America House Panel. Texas Innovation Ecosystems were the focus of a recent and Andrew Davis Court sketches after the details of Secondhand. Moderated by Justin McKenzie, the event brought together national and Texas innovation leaders to discuss the state's entrepreneurial ecosystems and collaborative spirit. Panelists highlighted diverse founder support, North Texas innovation, Houston's tech landscape, and statewide collaboration and investment initiatives, emphasizing the importance of regional collaboration for Texas's innovation success.
Tidio Research finds AI influences half of purchase decisions but receives credit for less than 1% of web traffic. Tidio Research reveals that AI influences 50% of purchase decisions but only receives credit for less than 1% of web traffic. The new report highlights the discrepancy between AI's impact on consumer choices and its recognition in analytics. McKinsey and Content Square data align, showing a significant attribution gap. This dark AI phenomenon poses challenges for marketers, as AI's role in e-commerce continues to grow.
Tidio Research finds AI influences half of purchase decisions, but receives credit for less than 1% of web traffic. Tidio Research reveals that AI influences half of purchase decisions, but only receives credit for less than 1% of web traffic. McKinsey reports 50% of consumers rely on AI for product research, while Content Square's data shows AI-referred sessions at 0.2%. The gap between these figures is explored in a new report by Tidio, highlighting the dark AI impact on purchase decisions.
So, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.